This is Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omni Radio News Update at 8. I'm Seyu Tikwa. Good morning. After 2 days of negotiations with the Association of Rice Importers of Liberia, an agreement has been reached to reduce the prices of bags of rice. The Association of Rice Importers of Liberia on Friday agreed to reduce the price of a 25 kg bag of rice by US$2, while the price of a 50 kg bag of rice will be reduced by US$4 with immediate effect. According to a release, the association said it is conscious of the fact that this is a short-term fix, but at the same time, look forward to a long-term fix by investing into Liberia's agricultural sector so that Liberians can be able to grow their own rice. Monrovia City Mayor Designate has assured employees of the Monrovia City Corporation, the MCC, that his administration has no intention of taking their jobs. Jefferson Kojid encouraged the employees to remain dedicated and service-oriented to make Monrovia clean, green, and safe. He spoke at a weekend when employees of the Monrovia City Corporation hosted a welcoming ceremony for his arrival. Mr. Koji praised President George Weah for giving him the opportunity to serve his people and thanked the MCC family for welcoming him, saying the massive turnout is an indication of their willingness to support his leadership.
We've been looking up to our donors because we have no intention to take away jobs from our people. They are Liberians unless you decide not to have a job. Meaning you refuse to perform and act in accordance with the rules of our city. But what to say to you, we will be rushing out to the donors of our ideas so that we can create job and not to take away job.
Monrovia City Mayor Designate Jefferson Koji. A youth group is undertaking a campaign to mainstream the involvement of young people in the peace-building process. The African Youth with Disability is working with youth in Maryland County, encouraging them to lead a process of peace consolidation and democratic governance. The group's executive director told Omni Radio that they are working with more than 100 youth in Barabo and Callaway districts in Maryland to increase their participation in the promotion of accountability in a governance process. Benedict Weah added that through this campaign, the young people are beginning to engage their leaders to make true on promises made during the national elections. Weah believes that the youth can be major actors in a process of promoting transparency. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The U.S. labor market barreled forward in January as employers added more jobs than expected and wage growth was its strongest in more than 8 years. The U.S. Labor Department said U.S. payrolls expanded by 200,000 last month, driven by hiring in construction, food services, and health care. The average hourly wage for private sector workers crept up 2.9% compared to January 2017. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. And UK scientists and engineers will play a leading role in developing a satellite that can warm if Earth is about to be hit by damaging solar storms. The European Space Agency has requested studies be undertaken to design the mission that will launch in the 2020s. Explosive eruptions from the sun can lead to widespread disruption on planet Earth, degrading communications, even knocking over power grids. The satellite's observations will increase the time available to prepare. That's the Omni Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIL, you can log on to www.omil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omil2003, or twitter/omilnews. I'm Seyu Tikwa. Good morning.